This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. It's time to start the day. If you get up earlier than usual, like me. Hi. Hello there. My name is Nicholas Ericalis. This is the Fan Early Morning Show. It's for the average Joe, and when the average Joe wants to shop like a pro, the average Joe can go to CGR Wholesale, our Fan Early Morning Show sponsor. Not a pleasant morning if you're expecting summer temperatures. At least not for right now. It's going to warm up later in the day, but 52 degrees it was when I got into my car this morning. And that's just that's one of the drawback about waking up so early in the morning when you do your job. Now, when we leave, it's usually beautiful. It's 10 a.m., 11 a.m. by the time we leave, and it's beautiful. It's sunny outside. The day really feels fresh. But when you start, it's freezing sometimes out there. Like, that's the coldest point of the day overnight, and we really feel those temperatures. One drawback about this, I'll say, is that, you know, especially when, like, at any point in time, it could be the coldest point in the day. I mean, usually in the summer, it warms up a bit. I know last year when I was waking up for this, I noticed that as the summer months rolled in, it was a little warmer, but we're still at that point where, you know, we got some rain in the forecast this weekend. Got some overcast skies. It's going to be chillier than, you know, summer temperatures would expect. So in the morning, you feel that a little extra. So just be prepared for a little cold pinch this morning as you get out to your cars and you start your day. Also, I am psyched. I was excited already for the 5-alarm marathon, but going to Bowser Chevrolet and Genesis of Monroeville yesterday. And being in a fire truck was fun. If you haven't seen it, go to my X account at Callas_33. It's Callas_33. You can talk to me there as well at any point throughout the show if you want to make a comment toward me and have your voice heard about anything that I talk about this morning. But the Murraysville Volunteer Fire Company was there when I was there. I was there between 1 and almost 4 o'clock. I was there for a little while, helping to wash and dry cars at Bowser Chevrolet and Genesis. But yeah, the Murraysville Volunteer Fire Company was there when I was there, and they were giving rides to members of the dealership, you know, salespeople and staff members and such, where you could go up in that little bucket, so that place you can stand, right? That's on the top of the ladder. It's called a bucket, where, you know, you go in there, and that's what holds people when they're, I don't know, I guess rescuing cats from trees or fixing stuff or trying to put out fires up high. You know, that ladder extends, and then there's a bucket up there that they can stand in and be safe. And I got to ride in one of those, and I was encouraged extra to take a ride in one of those because Crowley and Doran did not want to go up. I heard when there was a fire truck there in the morning when they were there from about 10 to 11 in the morning after the morning show. So I felt proud of that, and that made me excited. I'm like, yeah, fireman stuff. Cool. So that was one thing. And then also just, you know, thinking about, you know, all the host scrambles that that are going to be possible for the show coming up on the 7th. I mean, that's also some of the draw next week. We start on Thursday the 7th, Thursday the 6th into Friday the 7th is what we're doing. So let me try that again. But yeah, on Thursday the 6th we start, and there's going to be a host scramble, and that's the allure of this is being able to hear pairings that you don't normally hear on a regular day throughout the entire day. And I've already seen some schedule leaks too, which have been, you know, I'm extra excited, and one of my spots was in the leak. So I know what time I'm going to be on, and I'm excited. But we're doing an official schedule release for the host scramble on Monday. So I can't tell you, I can't reveal anything. I'm not going to reveal anything, but we're doing an official release on Monday. So you're not going to want to miss that. On Monday, we're going to release the pairings and all the hosts that are going to get to work together that normally don't. So, but I'm honored to be in one. I'm so excited. It's going to be great. So yeah, I'm excited. And then also the album, the Five Alarm album that we're going to release as well. We've done cover art, and Tom Mosser did that for us, a local artist, very talented, and he made us album art, and yeah, we're excited about that, and we're gonna be selling some CDs, and all proceeds are going to go toward the firemen that are going to be benefited from this. In this marathon, and everything we're raising too, it's going to be split among several departments throughout the Pittsburgh area. So it's a good cause too, but that's just, you know, something else that, you know, if you want to make a donation, and get an album from us, we're selling some copies of those, and I'm excited to write the music too. I mean, it's been fun to write the music, not only the diss tracks that you heard on the air, but you're also going to get to hear some personal music that I wrote throughout my younger days, and so that's just some added incentive. If you want to see what kind of music I wrote when I was 16 or 17, that's just some added incentive, right? You want to see what's been in Callis's head, what Callis is passionate about, you know, writing about music. That'll be something that you can do too. Get that CD, and it'll help out, and it's also just some extra added entertainment for yourself. So, with that being said, I'm excited about the Five Alarm Marathon, and I hope you support us, and definitely hope you enjoy the 26.2 hours that we'll be broadcasting from Thursday, June 6th, into Friday, June 7th. It's going to be a good time. All right, let's get to sports. 412-928-9370. You're welcome to call me and talk to me at any point in time. You can also talk to me on X at Callis_33. That's CALLAS_33. You can mention me in a post. I read those, and sometimes I read them on the air. And I usually respond to them in written form anyhow. And again, you can use your voice, 412-928-9370. Call me anytime, and we'll talk. If you want to talk about the Pirates, you're welcome to. I'm not going to lead with that because they had an off day yesterday. Nothing crazy happened from what I understand. So they play the Blue Jays tonight, 7:07. And it's the start of a three-game series, so you can listen to the game right here on The Fan and also on the Odyssey app. But, nothing I want to talk about that I didn't talk about yesterday. You're welcome to voice your opinion if you have one on the split with the Tigers. But I did want to lead a bit with the Steelers today because I feel like I haven't talked about the Steelers in a while. And I heard some Steeler conversations yesterday that made me just want to express my opinion on them. As well. So there's been some talk about who is the best team, or no, that wasn't it. Are the Steelers Super Bowl contenders? And that's what I want to talk about this morning, because some quote unquote experts have been floating around, or some former athletes, analysts. Somewhere it was thrown out that the Steelers are Super Bowl contenders, and that's been, and now that's been buzzing in my head. And Starkey and Zeiss were talking on the midday show yesterday about how many teams really are better than the Steelers in the AFC, and they named a bunch, some of which I thought, I don't know about that. So I'm just going to go down the list here in the AFC, and I'm going to tell you, do I think that this AFC team is better than the Steelers? And then we'll add them up, and then we'll see, should the Steelers be really concerned? Because ultimately, that is the question. Can you beat teams in your conference to make it to the Super Bowl? Because to be a Super Bowl contender, I think my definition, if you're going to be a Super Bowl contender, you at least need to be serious about getting to the conference championship. If you're not, you know, if you're not getting to the conference championship, then you're not really contending. And there's still that worry too that the Steelers are just going to be good enough, and they're not going to be able to, you know, like get past the first round again, which is going to be, you know, which would be tough and heartbreaking and sad. But we don't want that again. And I think some of the hype from the offseason moves is now starting to wither away, because you notice, like, okay, they got two quarterbacks, that's cool. They've got help on the defense, that's cool. They had a pretty solid draft, that's cool. But wide receiver and cornerback, still two positions that leave a lot to be desired. I think you know, each of those positions need one more guy, and without that, I mean, how confident can you really be in the team? I mean, maybe the young guys will step up, but I think we as fans would be better assured if they got, you know, one more guy, at least at one of those positions, to really solidify it and you know, make it feel like they're a threat. All right, I'll go over the teams here in a minute, but I got a caller on the line right now at 412-928-9370 that wants to talk. So, good morning. What's your name?
Rich.
All right, Rich, what's up?
I'm talking about the Steelers, the offensive line. I got a chance to meet Joey Fisher. The Steelers got him from San Francisco. And it's, I talked to him a little bit, and I'm hoping he does well. He's a big guy. And I just don't know how much you know about him, but I think that, I mean, to me, I think that he would be a good fit in that offensive line.
Give me the name one more time.
His name's Joey Fisher. The Steelers got him from San Francisco.
No, I'm not too familiar. Thank you for the call, though. I mean, I think they got a pretty deep offensive line right now. I don't think that's really a position of issue. Of, you know, too much I don't think that's a position that needs too much concentration in it right now. So, and I don't know who that is, so I apologize for that. But no, I think that, yeah, I think they're good where they are, to be honest with you. So that's not going to be, yeah, too much of a concern for me. They're the offensive line. I think they need to focus on different positions. I think they've already focused enough on other positions. Let me say that again. I already think that they focused on offensive line enough that they need to go out and focus on other positions a little more than the O-line. So thank you for the call, though, Rich. I appreciate it. Appreciate you listening. 412-928-9370 is the phone number. Get a phone line if you want. Talking football this morning. So I'm due for a break right now. So when I come back, I will go over the list of NFL teams. We could talk about which teams are better in the AFC than the Steelers, and then determine, okay, based on what we know right now and what we think the Steelers are going to do, or at least what I think, are the Steelers true Super Bowl contenders? I'll get to that next. My name is Nicholas Erickalis. This is the Fan Early Morning Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keepandswitch.
A Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. I'm Nicholas Erickellis, and we're talking sports on 93.7 The Fan. It's the Fan Early Morning Show. Real quick, fan weather is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Spring into adventure, great incentives through today, May 31st, on the 2024 Trailblazer and Equinox. Go to sunchevy.com. Today, high of 74, low of 45, mostly clear skies throughout the day. Tomorrow, overcast, high of 80, low of 51. It's fan weather, brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. All right. Hello, my name is Nicholas Erickellis, and as promised, over the next 5 minutes, let me just give you real quick the teams that I think are and are not better than the Pittsburgh Steelers right now, in an effort to determine whether they are indeed Super Bowl contenders or not. So we'll start with the AFC North teams. It's just the AFC, right? Because I've heard some people say, some national guys say, that the Steelers are indeed Super Bowl contenders. So let's see. So we'll start with the Baltimore Ravens in the AFC North. On paper, yeah, they're better than the Steelers, but the Steelers have a better record than them over the last, like, 5 or 6 years. The Ravens have not often beaten the Steelers in recent years, so I'm going to say that the Ravens, based on that, I mean, are the Steelers just going to automatically play poorly against them? You know, with the additions of Russell Wilson, Justin Fields, and the other guys that they've acquired that are good, I'm going to say no. So the Ravens, no. The Cleveland Browns, in some ways, I mean, they're a good team, and they beat the Steelers last year once. But overall, I'm going to say no to them as well. The Bengals with Joe Burrow, a healthy Joe Burrow, yeah. Okay, so that's one team. We got the Bengals. All right, to the AFC East teams, the Bills, yes, the Bills are still better than the Steelers. The Miami Dolphins, yeah, I'll give the Dolphins one. Aaron Rodgers, I think, with the Jets now, I mean, he's still a wild card. He's still up. I mean, I'm sure he's still talented, but don't have a great gauge on him because he didn't really play last season. So I'm going to say no to the Jets. I'm going to say no, the Steelers are better than the Patriots. So no, the Patriots aren't better than the Steelers. The AFC South, the Houston Texans. Is C.J. Stroud really enough to say that the Texans are overall better than the Steelers? Yeah, I'd say so. So the Texans are 4. Jaguars, Jacksonville Jaguars. They got a lot of question marks. I'm going to say no. I'm going to say no to the Colts. And I'm going to say no to the Titans, although they have Mason Rudolph. Ooh. And then in the AFC West. Okay, Chiefs, yes. Raiders? No. Broncos? No. And the Chargers with Jim Harbaugh as the head coach. Jim Harbaugh makes them scary. I will say that. Is Jim Harbaugh good enough to make them bolt Chargers into the playoffs after a 5-12 season? Right now, I don't think Jim Harbaugh is enough to make the Chargers just outright better than the Steelers right now, so I'm going to say no. So I count 5 teams. So are the Steelers legit Super Bowl contenders based on my opinions right now? I guess not. You got 5 teams in there that are better than the Steelers. So you still just got to look. Now, again, could they realistically win a game in the playoffs? Yeah, I mean, I feel like the Steelers could run into one of those more bottom teams, or maybe they'll find themselves as one of the lower seeds in the playoffs, and the Ravens will win the division, and the Steelers and the Ravens will play, and the Steelers can get past the Ravens because that's just what they've done, you know, in recent years. They've beaten the Ravens. Maybe that'll happen. Or maybe one of these lower teams they'll run into if they get a higher seed, and you know they'll be able to win in the first round. That's possible. But if we're talking about Super Bowl contention, I mean, the Bills and the Chiefs were already up there. I don't think the Bills are going to take a monumental step back, but the Dolphins are a threat. The Bengals with Joe Burrow will indeed be a threat. The Texans are emerging. So the Steelers just blanket having Russell Wilson and Justin Fields on the roster with, you know, some of the other guys they acquired, I'm not going to say that the Steelers right now are Super Bowl contenders. It's a great thought. It's a nice thought. It's a kind thought. You know, the Steelers being always in it is cool, but, like, I'm not going to go as far as to say right now that they are they are a Super Bowl contender. There's still, I mean, they get themselves a wide receiver here in the offseason while the offseason's still here. They get themselves a wide receiver, and you know, maybe we'll talk. But as it stands right now, I'm gonna say no, not Super Bowl contenders, in my opinion right now. Playoff win maybe. Not Super Bowl contenders right now. But again, if you win in the first round of the playoffs, really anything is possible. So I don't know. I guess we'll see. We'll have to see. I'm still excited to watch this season anyhow. So just gotta get through the summer now. Feels like July is right around the corner for mandatory camps and such.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.